I was a human intelligence collector, Arabic interrogator. Combat operations occur, and then they bring back detainees or prisoners or whatever you want to call them, and then I talk to them in an office somewhere on base. The reality of the fact is when you speak Arabic, and then I ended up picking up Iraqi dialect, you become the interface for dealing with the local population, which is 99.9% of your work in a counterinsurgency, because you're dealing with a full-blown civil society in Iraq. A counterinsurgency is in the middle of a living, breathing country into which you've inserted a full-blown military operation. And so I ended up doing everything from negotiating with the local politicians to meeting with tribal elders to talking with religious leaders about the social and moral impact of our operations and the insurgency and the local population's role in all of that. And I have to give credit to the command for pushing me forward right from the start to get out there and see what our operations do to people and how they are presented and the effect that they have. That's really paramount. That has to be your first consideration. It almost comes before your efficacy, is what impact will this have on the people that are around us. Because that's what it's all about. You're trying to reshape society with a military operation. I mean, it's a little bit of a square peg in a round hole. So my job ended up really being to talk to people.